SFR estimations from Z equals 0 to Z equals 0.9, a comparison of SFR calibrators for star-forming galaxies, by M. Figuera et al. Using VIPERS, we estimated a set of SFR based on photometric and spectroscopic data. We used, as estimators, photometric bands from ultraviolet to mid-infrared, and spectral lines. Assuming a reference SFR obtained from the spectral energy distribution reconstructed with code investigating galaxy emission, we estimated the reliability of each band as an SFR tracer. We used GSWLC to trace the dependence of these SFR calibrators with redshift. The far and near UV, U-band and 24 bands, as well as LTIR, are found to be good SFR tracers up to Z approximately 0.9 with a strong dependence on the attenuation prescription used for the bluest bands, scatter of SFR of 0.26, 0.14, 0.15, 0.23, and 0.24 dex for VIPERS, and 0.25, 0.24, 0.09, 0.12, and 0.12 dex for GSWLC. The 8 band provides only a rough estimate of the SFR as it depends on metallicity and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon properties, scatter of 0.23 dex for VIPERS. We estimated the scatter of rest frame luminosity estimations from Seagal to be 0.26, 0.14, 0.12, 0.15, and 0.20 dex for FUV, NUV, UGRIS, Ks, and 8.24, LTIR. At intermediate redshift, the H-beta line is a reliable SFR tracer, scatter of 0.19 dex, and the OII line gives an equally good estimation when the metallicity from the R23 parameter is taken into account, 0.17 for VIPERS and 0.20 dex for GSWLC. A calibration based on OIII retrieves the SFR only when additional information such as the metallicity or the ionization parameter of galaxies are used, 0.26 for VIPERS and 0.20 dex for GSWLC, diminishing its usability as a direct SFR tracer. Based on rest frame luminosities estimated with Seagal, we propose our own set of calibrations from FUV, NUV, U-band, 8, 24, LTIR, H-beta, OII, and OIII. This was SFR estimations from Z equals 0 to Z equals 0.9. A comparison of SFR calibrators for star-forming galaxies, by M. Figuera et al.